tells us that those who put their family and personal wealth above God, they never get what they want, either for their families or for God. They were never satisfied. He said, "You clothe yourselves, but you're not worn. You look for much, and behold, it became little." And why it became little? Because he says, "I blew it away. I blew it away." God, in the person of his Son, Jesus said, "Seek first my kingdom, and all these things be added unto you." Now I could tell you a very personal truth concerning my life. I can show you an example. When I have walked in the ways of God, and when I had nothing, how the Lord prospered me and my wife and my family. And I can show you another example, more recent example, of when I, through not lack of commitment, not lack of theological understanding, but lack of just taking my eye off the issue, when I said to God, "You just hold on, God. You hold on for a while." And God says, "No, I don't hold on. I don't hold on." And I could show you a material effect on me, my wife and my family as a result of that. I could count it out for you in pounds, shillings and pence. I have learnt the reality of this lesson, not just merely through studying the word. I have learnt it experientially, and many of you have done that as well. When you've sought first the kingdom of God, has God not blessed you? Why? Because that's who you are and that's where you belong. And then when you've sallied off and done your own wee thing because it hasn't suited you at that time to do what God wants you to do, then you waken up 6 months or a year later and you think, "Why are we going through this? Why are we in this situation?" And you don't see the chastening hand of God until he brings you to your knees and he opens your eyes to see and he says, "Listen, you've sown but you're not reaping. You're clothed, but you're not warm. You're putting money into your pockets, but it's full of holes." Why? Because you're not giving your attention to my kingdom. You're not laboring. You're not laboring. Passion. Consider your ways.